Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This discussion will be about the status of the retirement systems here in the U.S. However, this could apply to other retirement systems as well throughout the Western world. This does come up a lot in my work and in conversations I have with clients. So I have serious concerns about the financial condition of many Western countries. At times I have been very, very discouraged about the circumstances that I think we face in the future. But I go on, still get up, do my work, and look forward to the future. Now, my view, as I talk through this, might actually come across as quite harsh. I don't know how you view that. Now, I'm just an observer. These are simply my perspective on what I see. Your view could be different and, in fact, more accurate. I don't know how the future is going to unfold. But what do I think of Medicare, Social Security, and a lot of the pension systems that many people will use and rely on? Now, first of all, I don't think they're going anywhere. They're going to be a part of our future for generations. Now, I am concerned most in the short run about Medicare and its funding issues. My sense is that there will be rationing for Medicare. I don't know how that doesn't happen in 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And I think if you're gonna want care, you're gonna have some of your own funds to pay for it. Social Security, I believe, will go through changes. Not sure exactly how that unfolds. I think it will continue to pay full benefits well into the future for anybody on the lower financial end. Now, for those with higher incomes, I would suspect that there would be means testings along the way where you wouldn't get as much as you were promised that you would get. And that's essentially what would happen. It would be a denying of benefits to those that had contributed to the plan. What about pensions? Well, those are handled individually. They're not part of a federal program necessarily. I suppose there are some federal pensions, but I would also see the potential for reductions. What does that mean? Maybe reductions of 5, 10, 15, 20%. 20% is quite a severe reduction. Maybe freezes in cost of living benefits, maybe delays or incentives for people to delay receiving their own benefits. So I see these out there in the future. I don't know how they're avoidable. So I would give that some consideration when you think about your future and you plan for the future. That's one of the reasons why I plan on working so long, is so that I am not as vulnerable to these changes. And I do not want to be naive or in any way surprised about this. I expect these things to happen. And I take this attitude simply to protect myself and my family. I do not want to be an angry person that somehow is shocked that these things aren't paying. But still, I move forward. I continue to plan, alter my expectations potentially for work and how I would spend my money. And I think it's important to do that. So my message would be, as you think about these things, they're still going to be there, but I don't see how they change. Be realistic. Don't be naive about how these things are going to unfold. Your trade-offs, you might have to work longer, a little bit longer. Maybe you have to work part-time. Maybe you need to do less to deal with what would be potentially a reduction in future benefits. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.